Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing and to praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you and we humble ourselves. Lord, we ask for mercy and we ask for forgiveness. Oh, God, we ask that you will be with us throughout the course of this broadcast, that you will send your anointing, Lord, that you will let your word go out and reach every soul. Touch, Lord, heal and make whole, my God. Send deliverance in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will look upon those who have tuned in to listen on this afternoon, waiting to hear a word from you, Lord, waiting to be blessed of you, O God. We ask that you will minister unto them today, that you will touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will prick somebody's heart, break up the stony heart, Lord, give somebody a mind to turn away from the world, to repent of their sins, O God, and to dedicate their lives unto you. We know you are able to do all things, Lord, and there is no soul that you cannot reach. There is no heart that you cannot change. O God, there is no mind that you cannot regulate. O Lord, you have the power to do everything, and nothing is impossible for you, O too hard for you, Lord. And we are calling on you this evening, O God, to stop by and make your holy visitation. O my God, manifest yourself unto every listener. O Lord God, bless in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Work miracles, O my God. Open doors and make ways out of no way. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we know you're able. You're able to do all things. We're praying for healing, Lord Jesus. Somebody listening is sick in their body. Oh, Lord God, somebody has an affliction in their body and seeking to be made whole, seeking a healing tonight. Lord, send your healing virtue. Lord God, raise them up, Lord. Make them whole right now. Restore their health, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, Lord God, and we're depending on you. We are looking unto you, Lord. We ask you to take control and have your way. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we ask that you will cover us under your blood. We ask, oh God, that you will keep us and preserve us in the name of Jesus. Lord God, go with us and stand by us. Keep us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Lord, we ask that you will give them comfort and consolation tonight, that you will be close to them, oh God, and let them know that they are not alone. Let them know, God, that you are there to carry them through, to uphold them in this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, look on those who are on the prayer list. Lord, remember them tonight in a special way. And Lord God, bless according to your holy will with the blessing that they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, lift heavy burdens, oh God, encourage the hearts of your people. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We ask that you will bless this broadcast in a mighty way, Lord. Let it grow, let it prosper even the more, and let it reach more souls. We believe it right now, oh God, and we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, oh God, for your goodness toward us. Thank you for forgiveness of sins, Lord. We thank you for the healing of the sick. Oh, God, for the saving of the lost souls. We thank you tonight, Lord, for everything you've done
for what you're about to do, oh God, and for what you're doing right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh Lord, we praise you and we magnify your holy name. We ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture. And I will be reading the 150th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 6. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord for the reading of the 150th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 6. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful song being read by Sister Cheryl and for the prayer being prayed by Evangelist Hameen. And God bless you again. Welcome to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. And those of you who have been listening faithfully, welcome back. We are so excited again that you chose to tune in. You can listen to the broadcast every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer, Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We also want to continue to pray for the souls who are on our prayer list. We want to keep Missionary Desi Johnson and the Bree Johnson family in prayer. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Williams family, the bereaved Jackson family, the bereaved Ingram family, the bereaved McBride family, Sister Maria McBride and her family, Sister Rhoda, the Edmond family, the entire Morton family, Latricia Blackshirt, Crawford West, Mary Anderson, Titus Edmond Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rashawn Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmond, Teresa Ray, the Carr family, David Alston, the Thornton family, Lamar White, and the souls that are on our youth prayer list as well, India West, Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Jasmine Jackson, and all those souls who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. We're going to go ahead right now and turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Thank you. God bless you, Evangelist. We thank God for this broadcast on tonight. And once again, we just want to thank you for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast. And at this time, we want to put on a tape back from retro. And tonight is Oldies but Goodies in the Gospel. Praise the Lord. The following message is a pre-recorded message, and it's from 1993. So let's prepare our hearts to hear the word of God. Praise God. And tonight's title is Prepare to Meet Your God. Praise God.
Welcome to you once again live right here in the studio. We have good news for you tonight. We want you to keep that station locked because the word of God must come forth. Praise God. We're going to go into a word of prayer at this time. Turn your hearts and minds to the Lord. You may be on your job. You may be driving along in your car. But wherever you are, turn your hearts and minds to Jesus as we bow our heads in a word of prayer. Maybe you cannot bow your head, but just meditate, just think a while as we go into a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for one more day and how you spared our lives, oh Lord, and allowed us to come over the airwaves one more time, Lord. We pray that you stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. We pray that you meet us here, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Send our word, Lord Jesus. Send your anointing, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. Pray that you touch some heart, Lord. Touch some mind, Lord Jesus. Touch some soul, Lord Jesus. Look on that soul, Lord, that may be grieving, Lord, that may be burned down, that may be sick in the body. We want you to touch, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Touch us now, Lord Jesus. We know you're here with both sides of your soul, Lord. We know you're able to lift the burden, Lord. You're able to save, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have mercy right now, Lord Jesus. Somebody that is bound and cannot be free. We want you to touch them in our word and make free the yoke of bond. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able.
Praise God.
The third I want to leave with you is prepare on in a sinful way.
Amen.
Know that they're not pleasing God.
Amen.
Know that they're not walking upright with you.
Yes,
not speaking the truth in their heart.
Amen.
But they continue in their way. Continue in their sin. But it's time to come out.
Time to come out.
It's time to be prepared.
Oh, yes, it is.
To meet your God.
Yes, it is.
I heard Isaiah say in 35:8, said in the way, in a highway shall be there.
Shall be there.
In a way.
Yes.
And it shall be called the way of holiness. God is calling for a holy way. God is calling for a clean way. God! Oh, my God! Oh, yes, sir! Hallelujah! Yes, sir! My God is calling for clean people. Oh, my God. God is real. And God, when he speaks, he means that's what he says.
Yes, he does.
God is a God that cannot lie. God is a God that will not fail.
No.
When he sent it away, it shall be there.
Yes.
And it shall be called the way of holiness.
Yes, so.
Holy is the way. Holy is the way. God is looking for clean people,
yes,
a sanctified people,
yes,
a people that have set themselves apart,
amen,
in the world. Those who have cleaned themselves,
yes,
and their robe,
yes,
oh, God, in the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Oh, my God. My God is real. My God is real. Prepare to be God. You won't meet him face to face. You won't come face to face with the one that you said you didn't believe in, with the one you said there is no God.
All right.
I heard the word when it says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But one thing about it, the God I serve, he's real. He's real.
He's real.
He's real. And God will do just what he said he would do. God, have mercy on your soul.
Yes,
those of you that turn your back on Jesus, those of you that say you know the Lord,
right,
but you're walking in your own way,
yes,
walking after the lust of the world, walking after your own heart's desire,
yes,
not even pleasing God,
yes,
don't care whether you please God or not,
yes,
it's time for you,
yes,
to come on in the ark,
yes,
because it's going to rain,
right,
it's going to rain,
it's going to rain,
it's going to rain down fire,
yes,
get ready,
yes,
prepare to meet God,
yes,
prepare to meet the Lord,
yes.
Because one thing about it, you're going to meet him face to face.
Amen.
You're going to tell God every deed done in your body.
Amen.
You're going to tell him about the times when you lied.
Amen.
You're going to tell him about the times when you rejected him. Prepare to meet your God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Prepare to meet your God. Now is the time. If you don't know Jesus, pardon of your sins now is the time to give it to Jesus and let him come into your life. You can get ready today. You don't have to let another day, another hour, or another week pass you by. You can get to know Jesus. Get ready. Glory to God. We're getting ready so we can go in prayer because we know that prayer changes things. Glory to God. If you want to repent of your sins, now is the time. Don't wait. Don't put it off. But give in to the Spirit of the Lord and the Word of the Lord on tonight. And if you need strength, the Lord is here to strengthen you. If you need encouragement, he will encourage you. Praise the Lord. If you need healing for your body, the Lord is here to heal your body. Let us bow our heads. And those of you who can't, you may be driving or whatever, can listen to the prayer and let your heart reach out to the Lord. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for that anointed message. Oh, my God, we pray that you help somebody receive the word of God into their hearts. Oh, my God, that they might not sin against thee. Help somebody to repent of their sins. Help them, oh, Lord, to give their life to you. Help them to prepare to meet you. Realize you're coming back, and we must be ready. Help us today, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your mighty hand, oh, Lord. Those that want to be saved, those that want to repent of their sins, I pray that you touch them right now. Touch their hearts the more. Help them to receive the word of God. Help them, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them a mind to call on the name of the Lord. You said we could call unto you, and you would answer. We believe your word. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I thank you for your word today. I believe you, and I know that you're still in the saving business. You're in the healing business. I pray that you look on Sister Rhoda right now. Touch her body, O Lord. Help her, O Lord. Helping you and look to you, Lord. We know thou art a healer for both body and soul. You said in your word, with your stripes, we are healed. We believe you. We take you at your word. And by faith, we count it done in the name of Jesus. And those that want to be saved, oh, my God, we pray the prayer of faith that you will save, that you will heal, that you will forgive and deliver. Help somebody to run to you while they have a chance. Realize tomorrow's not promised. Oh, my God, have mercy today, Jesus. Continue to bless. Continue to send your word. Continue to have your way. Let somebody receive the word of God into their hearts that they may live thereby. And we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for everyone that is on the broadcast on tonight. We pray that you will touch them, bless them, strengthen them, encourage their souls, help them to go through. Those that know you in the pardon of their sins, I pray that you strengthen them, help them, lead them, and guide them on to victory. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we thank you. We thank you. We give praise. We give glory. And we give honor unto the name of the Lord, for thou art worthy. And we thank you for what you're doing, you've already done. And we pray and we believe you in faith that you're going to do what we ask you to do. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelists. And if there's anyone else on the line that would like to have something to say or have remarked, you may do so at this time.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Nadel. Thank prepare to meet your God. Thank God for even the anointed prayer that she prayed all those years ago. And like she said, so many, they are preparing for these earthly things, these temporary things, but it's time to get ready to meet the Lord. And every day we're preparing. When we pray, we're preparing. When we fast, we're preparing. When we flee temptation, we're preparing. This was truly a judgment message. And though it was preached in the 90s, it's more relevant today because Jesus, he's soon to come. And we, like she said, it's time to stop playing. It's time to stop playing, church. It's time to start preparing. And I enjoy the word of God coming through her. And want to say, even to Evangelist Maybell, today, keep on preaching the word of God. And I was just listening to how I remember, you know, being a little girl in church and listening to you preach that way and how you're still with the Lord today and still preaching and doing God's will. You were preparing then, you're preparing now. I enjoy it. I enjoy you. Say to everybody, be encouraged.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for this opportunity to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast. And I thank God for how he's been blessing through this great ministry. And the word of God just came forth in such power and in demonstration. It was the anointing of God. And I tell you, that anointing that we felt at that time when that message came forth is just as strong, if not stronger, coming over the airwaves tonight. And I tell you, God is a mighty God. He is a holy God, and he wants us to prepare to meet him because we are going to stand before God and give account for the deeds done in our bodies. But God is so merciful that he's giving us a chance to prepare.
He's not just coming up on us suddenly. Amen. But he has warned us ahead of time to prepare to meet our God. So I encourage everyone tonight, whatever you are doing, if you are not making preparation to meet the Lord, now is the time to make a change. Stop whatever you're doing. Stop going the way that you're going and prepare to meet your God, because you must stand before him one day. Glory to God. And why would you stand before God unprepared when he's giving you enough time to get ready? So I thank God once again for that powerful message, for that anointed prayer. And I thank the Lord for the moving of his spirit and the warning of the Lord. He's just so good, and he doesn't have to do the things that he does, but he's just so good and so merciful. We don't deserve his goodness. We don't deserve his grace, but God gives it to us freely. So let us embrace it. Let us be thankful, and let's prepare to meet our God. And bands may continue to let the Lord use you, let the Lord have his way, and also continue to preach the word of those years ago, and you're still preaching it now. And I tell you, God is, he's been doing such great and mighty things, but continue to let God have his way. And I ask you to pray for me. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through our evangelist. I thank God because that word, it rings true today. And I could feel it as if it was today that message was preached. I tell you, oh, Lord, I pray that the Lord will help us, because every day that we live, glory to God, especially the saints of God, we are preparing to meet God every day. Paul said, I die daily. We give up the right for the wrong. I tell you, but we got to do this every day. Prepare as we go through the day. We got to keep our minds on the Lord. We got to read our Bibles, read the word, pray. When we get up, pray. Glory to God. This is all preparing to meet God. And I try to make sure that I ask God if there's anything in my life. I ask the Lord to take it out, because I want to be ready after all years and after all this time.
Lord,
I want to be ready when it's my time.
Thank you, Jesus.
To meet the Lord, because every one of us is going to meet him. It's not just the sinner man, but the saints too. We are all going to have to stand before God. So every day we have to prepare. We have to get closer. We have to deny ourselves. We have to take up our cross and be willing to follow the Lord. We have to go through our suffering. We have to go through our trials. Think about it. It's all for a reason, because when it's all over, then when Jesus comes, we can go back with him. But we got to stand our test, and we got to go through. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for that message. It just brings back memories that we, too, can't just brush it off or throw it off on the unsaved, but being the people of God, we must prepare also. So I just thank God for the word of God. Thank God for everyone that's on the line tonight. And at this time, if there's nothing else, I believe we have a Women's Day coming up. Dennis, I mean, do you know if it's going to be in Baltimore or?
Yes, it's going to be in Baltimore, and we have the Hilton Garden in Hanover
for anyone who want to make reservations. Actually, that meeting starts on May 26th through May 28th, and they have activities planned to do things in Baltimore, but those are the dates, and the meeting is definitely here on behalf of Holy Temple.
Okay. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for every one of you on the broadcast. Tune in with us again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. God bless you and good night.